Ashiyama la'ilam likli cheres domin. The Rashi is answering a shaila that the Gemara had asked before. The whole reason they were geizer tume on the klischuchis, because the creation of a klischuchis is similar to the creation of a klicheres, tchilas b'riyosem in achayl. So why is it that a klischuchis is mekabel tume migaboy from the outside, a klicheres is only mekabel tume mitoyche? So Ravashi said, lo'ilam l'klicheres b'mi. It has all the similarities of a klicheres. Udiko kashaloch loyle tamo migabo. You asked a shaila, it should not be mekabel tume from the outside. Hoyul venire toichoi, and the rishash's geires mi baroi. That since you can see the toich from the outside, so therefore the outside has already a halacha of toich. Let us see Rashi. Loylam likli cheres domi. Since it is created from chayil, so it has the halachas of a kli cheres. Hilkach, so all the difficulties we had before, pshutehem tahirim. Therefore, pshutei kli zchuchis are tahir, because it's like a kli cheres. Ve'ein behem tumei yishone. And also, there's no din of tumei yishone, that if it was broken and they put it back together again. There's no din of tumah v'yishama which exists by a kli cheres. Aye. So it has all dinim of a kli cheres. So why is it mekabel tumah migaboy? Hoyel v'nire toichai mi bachutz. Since from the outside one can see the toich derech tafnoisov, leichoshiv gav elo toich. This is not considered a gav, this is not considered an outside, it's considered a toich. Let us see toichvis. Rav Ashi omar lo'oilom likli cheres domi. So toichvis says, ochel esle l'Rav Ashi, taima hoyel v'chinishberu yesh lohem takone, shavinu kichli matches. Rav Ashi does not hold the svore that we have mentioned before, before the Gemara had wanted to say that a klischuchis is mekabel tumeh because its lifespan is similar to a klimatches. Just like a klimatches never really breaks, you can always be misaken it again. So a klischuchis also has this mile, you can always be misaken it again. So that was the mahalach of the Gemara after Zayin Amad Aleph, and therefore it is mekabel tumeh like a kli matches. And Rav Ashi does not want to say this for it. Umihu, so Tosfos says, that is only legabi kabbalas tumim. But, le'inyin, la'atzrichon tvila k'shehem chadoshim. But there's another halacha of tvila. The halacha is, if a person buys a kli chadosh, a new keli from a goy, so the din is one needs tvila. So in a Torah, one needs tvila by a kli matches. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, midarabanan, if one purchases a kli schuchis from a goy, he also needs tvila. And there Rav Ashi says, why do kli schuchis need tvila? Bisvara, kiven dechi nishberu yeshlam takone ki kli matches, shevinu ki kli matches. So there, he holds up the svar, le'inyin la'atzrichon tvila, k'shehem chadoshim, isloy l'Rav Ashi ha'itayme, behegye bepeg basra de meseches ha'vaydezor. So the kasha there's an often a kasha over here. I mean, why isn't Rav Ashi consistent? When it comes to tumeh, he doesn't hold up this svar, that it's similar to kli matches. Because the Yeshlam Takone Kikli Matres. When it comes to Tvile, als Kli Akum, then all of a sudden he says the Svore. So Rav Moshe Zechayinu Levroche says that the Svore is as follows. He brings a Rav Haigoin, let's not go into the tzir that Rav Haigoin is speaking about. Rav Haigoin is a steer about two in Yonim, one Lagabi Yisivahet and one Lagabi Tumavitare. Rav Haigoin says a yesod, afushi tume loy mafshinon. When it comes, if there's a shaila, should something be mekabel tume or not be mekabel tume, so the klal is, just like there's a klal, sofek tachnun lahokol, sofek avelus lahokol, there's a klal, afushi tume loy mafshinon. We don't create situations that it should be tome. If there's a svar, it shouldn't be tome. We don't make that it should be tome. So Mamela Rav Moshe says very good. He says, this svar, that since in the lifespan of a kli schuchis is similar to the lifespan of a kli matris, no, it's a svar le'aza. But in order to put tuman on a kli schuchis because of this svar, Chazal would never do. In order to be mechayiv tvila als kliyakum, favos nit. The svara is a svara, but the svara is not strong enough that Chazal should be moirit tuman a kli schuchis. Therefore, Rav Ashi held that the whole reason they were moirit tuman a kli schuchis is because in yesod it's a kli cheres. This isn't a svara. The whole manufacturing of a kli schuchis is the same way you manufacture a kli cheres. So therefore, this is a svara gmure. So therefore, we had a bimetama kli schuchis. And we see that some Taisis before also said, we're not goyres elo. That the din of hayradas tume is zicher because it is a kli schuchis. Because the kli schuchis is doime to a kli cheres. In the oifen of Kabbalah, so the Gemara before the Tzayin and Medalef wanted to say, since there are similarities to Kli Matris, the oifen Kabbalah is similar to Kli Matris. But the Yesod of to be Meiret Tuman Kli Schuchis, one would never build this Yesod from this Svore that Hoyo V'chi Nishburu Yesh Lehem Takov. Zog the Gemara weiter. Shimin ben Shetach Tiken Ksube Leisha. Shimon ben Shetach was Mesakin, a Ksuba Leisha, which means that we had before in Rashi that all the Nechosim of the Baal became Meshubit to pay up the Ksuba. And this was a Tikkun Gadol. But the Gemara is going to speak Bariches about the next Takon, which is Negeas. The Gozar Tume Al Klimatres. It was also Gozar Tume Al Klimatres. That a klimatris is mekabel tum. So the Gemara asks, klimatris? He was geyser tum on a klimatris? The reisen inu. A klimatris is mekabel tum in a teire. Versiv, aches azov, vesakese. The kabbalos tum is min a teire. So the Gemara answers, loy nitzrcho elo le tume yishona. Shimon ben Shetach is speaking about this din. That a kli matris, if it was broken and put back, it was tamei, and then they broke it, and then it was put back together. So even though bishas when it was broken, so the tumah that was chal on the keli leaves the keli when it's put back together, the tumah returns. The Omar Rav Yehuda Omarav Maise. Grad in the Chiddush Yaran, there's Nekudis in the name of the Smalke, and he has it in one word, and it's B'Sheilatzion. B'Sheilatzion HaMalke. There was a Maisa with Sheilatzion HaMalke, She'osesa Mishta Livno. She made a party for her son. V'nitmu Kol Keleho. And all the Kelim became Tome. Someone died by the party. And then all the kelim became tamei. And it seems they were nizer to eat chulin betare, as we had before. No, if they eat chulin betare, so they have a tremendous problem, so they have to wait, they have to have azor shlishi yashvi, and then the middle of the party. So she was a shtika mulometes. The shivrasa, so she broke all the kelim, so they all became Toher, but you can't serve them by the mishteh, broken kelim. V'nosneson letzoyret, she gave them over to a welder, v'rischon, and he welded them together, ועושה מהם כלום חדושים. רואים דק, אמר דק אלויס. So in a few hours, she was able to be מתאר all her כלום. ואומרו חכמים, but the Chachamim were not masking what this Iluyis. They said, Yachzeru l'tamosam yishone, that since they became back Kalim Shleimim, so the Tume that was Chal on them before returns. So the Gemara says, my time, why did the Chazal make such a gzeire? So the Gemara answers, Mishum geder meichatos nogubo. Let us see Rashi. בשאלת שוין בימי שימן בן שטח הויסו כל כלהו במה שהויסו צריך להמתם הזו שלישי ישבי כל כלה במייס שאול דה כלם מכם תומי במייס שהויסו צריך להמתם הזו שלישי ישבי she would have to wait for הזו שלישי ישבי לפי חכשיב רסום למהר תערוסום Leboy Bayoin, to ensure that they should be toyer the same day, she should be able to continue the Mishnah. The Rishon, she sarded them, welded them, Shuldi, Shemechaber, Kesev, Bemokim, Sheva. You could attach silver with the place where it was broken. So Chazal said that Lemaise, the Tumah returns. Geder Meichata. If we would permit such a kula, which is be'emes oiskalt napi aloche, so the whole musig of meichatos would become bottle. She'ein lecha odom mamtin zayin yomim. No one would wait 7 days. If you can do it in a day, ela shayvon, everyone would break the kalim. The welders would have a good parnosa, but what the tzor is, v'tishtakach teiras meichatos. So the whole inyan of meichatos will become nishtakach by Klal Yisrael. That Chazal could not permit. So memele, they were geyser, agzeire, that chodro l'tumos and yishon, that this will not help the situation. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Ha niche la man di yoma, loy lochal ha tumis omru, elo le tumis hameis bulvad omru. So according to the man di yoma that says, that this whole din of chazr le tumos ha yishona only applies by tumis meis, so me meile is of a kent. So now we understand the reason. The reason is, gedda mechatas nogum. Elo l'man, Shafir, so it's very good, so you understand the reason of the Gzeira. Elo l'man diyama l'chol atumis omru, ma'ika l'meimam. Omar Abaye, Gzeira nu Gzeira, shemo lo yikvenu b'chdei taharosot. So Abaye said, Gzeira, maybe since you have to be metayer the keli first, so maybe they'll make a nekev in the keli, they make a hole in the keli, and they'll think as long as there's a hole in the keli becomes toyer. So them to make a big hole, a small is also sufficient. And they won't be bokin hilchis tume vitare. A hole that's metar, you need kemoitzi rimon, you need a big hole. And they won't be bakant, or they won't be nizir, and they'll make a small hole. And they'll become out of meira de kekilkul. So memela, so they said that this is not matar. Shema lo yikvenu b'chdei taharosa. Rabo ma gzeiro shema yoimru tvile bas yoima oile lo. Another gzeiro. People might think that after tvile you do not need herif shemesh. Let us see Rashi. L'man diyomah, so Rashi says, lo yodana heichel. Rashi didn't know who this man diyomah is. Omru sheyachzeru, b'chdei taros, and maybe they won't make a nekev that's big enough to be metayer, and the shir is kemoitzi rimoin, the size of a pomegranate. And Rovi says, agzeire mishum, mishum, Shema yemer tvila bas yoyma oilolo. Bas yoyma, b'loy herev shemesh. Shehoro yeshen nitmu. the person will see that these kelim became tome. Umishtamshem ben boi bayoi. And they're using these kelim the same day. In the morning the kelim became tome. In the afternoon we are using the same kelim. And so he knows the zikr was no Harev Shemesh, ve'eino yedei yashen ishbur. That he doesn't know that toif and afara was to shvira. So soive he ho shei tvilo. So he'll be under the impression that tvila bas yoima oila moy elis, that helps. So memele, so therefore they made a gzeire that it won't help. So the marshoi asks a kashe, so what's the problem? The problem is they'll think that tvila alone helps, and you won't need Erev Shemesh. So let's be matter, not Erev Shemesh. You broke it, that's good. You fixed it so it's toil, but people might think you'll get away without Erev Shemesh, so wait till Erev Shemesh. So the marshoi answers that's a chuchat lula. To make the takonis of chazal has to have a pshat. That means you broke a keli, you matai the keli. It's not toyer till Erev Shemesh. Erev Shemesh works by tefillah. To say that Erev Shemesh will work by shvira also, that takone is a chuchot lu. So they couldn't make such a takone. So therefore, they said that the tumah returns. That is not a chuchot lu. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, "May binayu? What is the difference between Rav and Abaye? Ike binayu beratzpinu meratze." So let us see Rashi. Beratzpinu meratze. So the Rishash's Geiris here, he dikon, he made the keli, he thinned it down. Veshibra, that means he made a pancake out of it. He broke it completely. K'moi ma'choilis ritzufe. Ritzufe is a lashon, you have a squashed ma'choilis. It's a squashed louse. But al kaponim, ritzpinu is a lashon, you squashed it. Shemo lo yikvenu leko. So here the gzeire, so if the whole tare is through a hole, so memele, then pasta by is gzeire. A hole is debatable. Yeah, a small hole, a big hole, that was in a London. So memele, they said, the hole will not bring tahara. But if they mamish smash the keli together, it's not debatable. So that is zikha a keli that should become torch. V'shema yoimru, abel the londis, maybe people will say that tvila bas yoima helps. Here it's also. The mention won't know the londis that this was, there was no tvila, that this was, there was shvira. That's the first lashon in Rashi. The ike de amri, then Rashi brings the second lashon. Shema lo yikvenu ike. Fakel, the second lashon holds that there's no difference how you are metayer the keli. It's a chiluk, that you can't make chilukim with a hole, a small hole, a big hole, partly meshed, a ganze meshed. So the kilkel of maybe they won't be metayer the keli, that applies whatever you did. If you were metayer through a hole, you were metayer through smashing it, that kilkel can always remain. Shemo yoimru leke. But if you smash the keli, so here pasni shemo yoimru. The minker asiyah shenischadish kuloi. This is taka nu keli. If there was only a hole and they just patched up the hole, so the whole keli is taka. You see, it's the old keli. Who sees the hole with the patch? So memelis, so then people could make a toy. So mistomer they were table the keli because he sees the same keli in front of him. So maybe they were table it and they're using it the same day. So they'll say that tvila bas yoima oilolai. But if they mamish destroy the keli completely, so the keli, the new keli that will be made, this is not the old keli. It's recognizable this is a new keli. So pasnish v'chlal kain gzeire of tvila bas yoima oilolai. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam, Perik Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, Mehilchis Kelim, explains the gzeire a little differently. Rashi says that the gzeire is that people will think they toivel the keli, and they'll see that we used it the same day, so they'll think that tevila helps without Herev Shemesh. The Rambam says they were gzeire a different choice. That people will say, kishem she'im nishbar v'hitichoy. People will see like this, you broke a keli, you melted the keli, you put about v'asem imenu keli, k'shehoyah, and you made back a keli. Harehu toyer boy bayoyim, kachi tviloi, afal pishu k'shehoyah, harehu toyer boy bayoyim. So the Rambam says the gzeire is a different gzeire. People won't make a mistake what happened. If they made a new keli, people know this is not the old keli. Not the way Rashi says the gzeira, they'll think they tabled the keli. No. People will understand there's a tare of shvire, and there's a tahare of tvile. And people will say, they'll come to the suda the same day, in the morning the kelim will tell me now it's toil. They ask the Rav, how can we eat them this keli? Well, the Rav says, what's the shaila? We will metaya the kelim. How are you metaya the kelim? Oh, shvira, we broke the kelim. Nitztoya. That's all the last the Rav. That's enough. Now, a person will come home. Oh, the Rav told me that he was metaya the kelim and it's toya without Erev Shemesh. So Mimela, I know a tahara mikveh. So there's also a tahara. He won't differentiate between the tahara of shvira and the tahara of tvila. So he say, just like the tahara of shvira, I heard beferish from the Rav, that you do not need Erev Shemesh. So you see, you metire it and you don't need Erev Shemesh. So the tar of Tvila Mestama is also the same. Mestama, all the Hilchis Tara are similar. So he'll say that Tvila also does not need Erev Shemesh. So that was the reason why they were Geizer. So the Mishnah Malach says, according to the Rambam will hold like the first Lashon of Rashi. What is the first Lashon of Rashi? The Gemara says, the Ratzfinu Marze, so that they smashed the keli. So Rashi says, Shem lo yikvenu leka. Als the chash Shem lo yikvenu leka, v'shem lo yoyim ruike. Rashi did not want to say, here there's a Shem lo yoyim ru. Shem lo yoyim ruike. And Rashi did not like the Shema Yoimru, because Rashi says, the homim kerasiyesh and his chadish kule, v'zen yirabeinai. So Rashi did not like it, because Rashi learns the gzeira was, maybe people will think they toivel the keli. So Rashi didn't, that's very far-fetched. If the keli was completely destroyed and put together again, people will see it's a new keli. So maybe that's why Rashi said the second shot. But the Mishlemach says, according to the Rambam is not the gzeire is that people will think they toiveled it. People will think that just like the tahara of shvira helps without Erev Shemesh, who adin the tahara of tvila will help without Erev Shemesh. And mele, that is the first lashon of Rashi. Shema yoimru ike. People will medame the tahara of tvila to the tahara of shvira. So memele, so then they should be geizer. But if the tam is alts neker, here if he destroyed the keli, there's no chash that he won't make a good neker. Seir shalom ikvenu bechdei taros, he mamish destroyed the keli. The oma taisves, the oma rav Yehuda maise b'sheilatzion hamalke, umaisi raye. We asked the Kashe and Shimon ben Shetach that they were gozer tumma al klimatris, and the Gemara asks the Reis, and the Gemara brings a maise b'shalatshin amalke. So Taisus says, the Reis is, b'mei Shimon ben Shetach gozru tumma al klimatris, the Azul Tomoso Yeshono, the who are you b'mei shalatshin amalke? He was in that time, Kedisa per Gimel, the Tainis, So first the Gemara wanted to say, the reason of the Gzeira was Vishum geder mechatas nogubo. That people will forget bechlau that there's an inyan of mechatas. So the Gemara says, Anichalaman de yoma, de loilachalatul meis amru. So Rashi did not know who this man de yoma is. And Taisva says, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, svirelei hochi. It's Perik Yudalef de Kelim, Gabi Yehu de Maisilel, Upoli Gatane Kama, de Omas Tomon, Yarsero le Tume Yishon. It's really a pele that Rashi didn't know, mir hebben zich breed. But al koponim, this Mishneh that makes a difference between a klimatris, the Mishneh that mentions that a klimatris, that it's chazro le tumosana yeshona, this Mishneh, kelem peret yod alef mishna alef, klimatris pshuteyim amakableim tmeim, nishberu toharu, chazav yosem em kelem chazro le tumosana yeshona. So Memela, in this Mishneh Gufe, it says, that Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Amedvorim Amurim, if it was Mekabel Tumah from a mace, but like this, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Upoligatane kamadom astome yarzeru letumoson yishon. So Memela, this is this time. Vitaimo. So what is taka the time of Rav Shimon Gamliel? So Be'emesin, the Bartanure in the Rash want to say, the time of Rav Shimon Gamliel is like the Gemara said. The Gemara says, Mishum, Geder Mechatas Nogubo, people will forget about the Inyan of Mechatas. But Taisus did not want to learn that. It seems Taisus learned that the Gemara fell off of that time. So what's Taka the time of Rav Shimon Gamliel? What's the Chilik of his Makabel Tumah from the Meis? The time of Mishum, the Tumis Meis, his man Merube, that means this is a dover shchiyah. He says they were only geizer the gzeire by if it's a dover shchiyah that people might come to do such things. So by a clean matris that was mekabel tume from a mace, so it's really a dover shchiyah that someone should break it and be metire it and make it over again in a new keli because you shouldn't have to wait. As man oruch told him a tyrant, so there they were geyser. By other kalim, no one would do it saivasai. If it was another tumim, by another tumim, no one would do it saivasai, so they weren't geyser. Why they were only geyser by klimatris, so the Taisis Yontem brings down as for a klimatris is another kalim people won't break so easily. It can't be put together so easily. A klimatris, it seems that the person, the fakir, since you could be misaken it easily, so there the gzeire is shayr. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ve'idach mahi. Now we are counting yudches gzeires. So what are the other gzeires? So the Gemara answers that there was a machlokes in the was speaking to a yudches dova that nimnu v'rabu. Beishamay or Beisilu, and they passed in like Beishamay. This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah in the Mikvoits, Haminiach Kalim Tachas Hatziner Lekabil Bohen Meik Shomen. Like this, we have a klal that if a person has a person is making a mikveh of Memso, so Kolzman is not Memso in the mikveh, so Mayim Shuvim will passel the mikveh. How does it become Mayim Shuvim? Water that entered a keli, and he wanted it to be in the keli, then it becomes Mayim Shuvim. So this Nan, Haminiach Kelim Tachas Hatzina, there was a pipe, a gutter, that was a gutter. That's oimed, when it rains, that water will run through this tzina. And he went and put kalim tachas tzina, lekabel behen make shomen. He wanted that when it's going to rain, that the rainwater should fall into these kalim. So there was a rotzain from the bala kalim that the water should fall into the kalim. So that is sufficient to make it mayim shuvim. But let us see what happened. Echot kalim gdoilim, vechot kalim ktanim, Vafilu, we'll see in Taisus what the Chiddush is. Vafilu kli avonim, kli adome, kli glolim. And now it rained, and water came into this kalim. Es paislam es hamikveh. Echot haminiach. Say a person put it down and it rained into this kalim. Ve echot ashecheach. Or someone left the kalim there and forgot about them. And it rained in these kalim. So even though it was a shecheyach, the mayim becomes mayim shuvim. Divrei beis hamayim. That is what beis hamayim. Ubeis hillel metarim. Beis hillel say, it does not become shuvim. The lashon of metarim is a little difficult to understand, but it means it doesn't become shuvim. B'shecheyach. If he had forgotten about the keli, and the rainwater fell into the keli, so it does not become shu'uvim according to Beis Hillel. Omar Rab Meir, nimnu ve'rovu be'shamay al Beis Hillel. That, and by this gzeire, there was a gzeire, does it have a din mayim shuvim? Doesn't have a din of mayim shuvim? So in this, there were more chachomim from Beis Shammai than from Beis Hillel, ve'rovu be'shamay al Beis Hillel. Oder Sirach. Tachas Hatzinu, Kshekavoy Ulebesoif Chokakoy. Now Rashi has a kashe. Rashi has a meiridike kashe. Why, what's the shaila about the kelim? The tzinur alone is a keli that should make the mayim shuvim. Now, that Rashi is going to tell us a teretz, but before we hear the teretz, we have to appreciate the kasha. The Rishonim say a tzinur does not have a base kibble. A tzinur that only has walls on two sides and the water runs through, that is not a base kibble. It doesn't make a show. So we have to understand what bothered Rashi. So either one of the two. Either Rashi learned that tzinur had walls on all four sides for some reason. Or Rashi learned that there was an indentation in this tzinur to be mekabel tzroiris. So there was a base kibble in this tzinur. That means that when the rain fell, they wanted that all the stones and other and other things should fall into this base kibble. It shouldn't block the flow of the water. So then the tzinur gets a locha of a keli. So then Rashi has a kasha. So why doesn't the tzinur make the water mayim shuvim? So Rashi says, now we appreciate the kasha. She Rashi says, shekavoy ulebesoif chokakoy. That means first they were machaber the tzinur when it wasn't, it didn't have a base kibble yet. They were machaber to the house. So he had a din of mechuba. So, and then they were choikik in this tzinur, let's say, amokim for Kabbalah's tzroiris. So, memele, since the chakike, since the shem keli originated after was mechuba lekarke, so it doesn't get a shem keli. That's why the tzinur does not make it shuvim. Shekavay lebesayv chokakoy, lahamshich mayim lemikve. The shuv ain't a paisel, so this won't paisel. Forget that was the kavonin. That water should go from here, that's where they got their make shamim. Avala kalim paislim mishum sheva. The kalim that he put underneath the tzina, these will pasel out mayim shuvim. So now the Tana said, echet kalim deum, echet kalim ktana. The loiteime lechshivi. You shouldn't say a small kalim doesn't have a chshivis. Vafilu kli glolim. She'enam, what's the chasorin of kli glolim? She'enam kliim kalim linyin kabbalah tumit. Regarding Kabbalah, tumah they're not mekabel tumah. Have kelim leinyan shevim. What is glolim? So Rashi says over here shayish, a keli made out of marble. And Rashi later in Daf Nun Ches says kli glolim means it's made out of the tzoy of the behemoth. Two pshatim in Rashi. Kli adoma the lava de gibulhu. This is the dirt is taken out without being megabel, without kneading the earth. Kli nesach licheres. That's called Kli Adama. So now, Beisilu Metarim, the Sheikheyach, since he forgot the Keli there, Lechashiva Sheve, Hoyel V'loy Lekach Niskavan, there wasn't Kavone that the Keli should remain there, and it should accumulate water, so therefore, it doesn't become Shol. Well, let us go a little further. And Sarameya said, Nimnu V'robu Beishamei Al Beisilu. Umoidim Beishamai, Beishamai that says, even by Sheikheyach, even though by Sheikheyach it has a shame Shou, that is Dafke, if he forgot the Keli, and he had left the Keli near the Tzina. But what is B'Sheikheyach B'Chotza? What if the Keli was not B'Chlal near a Tzina? He left Kelim in a Chotza, and later he forgot the Kelim there. So then, even Beis Shammai is moide that it does not become shov. Shehu toy. Omar Rabbi Yosi, adayin machloikis bimkoimoy medes. Now, lechere Rabbi Yosi is going back on the machloikis. The machloikis is when he left it by a tzin and he forgot it. So Rabbi Meir said, so there was a machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said that the mayim is shov, Beis Hillel said the mayim is not shov. V'nimnu v'rovu Beishamei al Beisilu. Rabbi Yosi says that's not true. It wasn't a minion, it wasn't rabu, adayin, machloikis b'mkoy meimedes. So this there was a machloikis Beishamei al Beisilu. There was no hachro on this gzeira. Omer Rav Mishar Shidvei Rav Omri. Yeshiva Rav said as follows. Hakel moidim shehinicham b'shas kisher ovid. If he left the kelim b'shas kisher ovid, that means it became cloudy and it looked like it was going to rain, and he left it there, and he forgot them there. But lemaisa, when he left it there, it didn't rain yet, but the clouds were still together. So then, Tmeim, so then everyone is made, if he forgot it there, it's Tomei. Bishas Pizur Ovim. If he left it there when there was no clouds whatsoever, the Vehakel Tahirim. By Nechleku, the whole Machlokes, Beishamim Besilul is, Sheheinicham Bishas Kisher Ovim. He left it there when the clouds were together. V'nispazul. And then the kelim was still there. And then the clouds separated. V'chozru v'niskashul. And he forgot them there already. He forgot them when the clouds went away. So it seemed that it wasn't going to rain. And he forgot the kelim there. And then v'chozru v'niskashul. Then the clouds came together. And it started to rain, but he had forgotten the kelim there. Mar sovar botlo mar shaftai. So Beis Hillel holds botlo mar shaftai. The machshava rishoine that he had put it down. Bishas kisher ovim, that becomes botlo already. So since he forgot, so memele, so that what it remained there. When it started raining again, that's gonish. Umar sovar loy botlo mar shaftai. And Beishameis holds loy botla marshavtei. The marshove does not become bottle. And the mele, so the marshove harishoine, when he put down the kelim in order to accumulate the water, that marshove does not become bottle. So therefore, the water that falls in becomes mayim shuv. Let us see Rashi. Bechotzer. So the Gemara says that Beis Shammai is moide by a chotza, b'shechech b'chotza. Shaloi tachas atzina. He didn't put it under atzina, b'nismaloi min hanoitfim, and it rained into it, v'novlu lemikveh, and this water fell into mikveh, shu toya. Dibi min niyach tachas atzina, if he put it first tachas atzina. Uch shei nichon, and now the Gemara, would you learn the Gemara already, that uch shei nichon b'shas kisharov. He put it when the clouds had come together. V'achar kach nispazru, and afterwards the clouds separated. V'shokron, and he forgot about it. K'damuki l'kamon, That's how the Gemara says later, that's Machlekes Beishamei Beisilo Huda Bligibe. Vigole Baite Sherotza. He was Megale Das when he put down the Keli, that he wanted the water to accumulate in this Keli. Sherotza Sheyitlo Lesoicha. Umishum Pizer Ovin. So even though now the cloud separated, it became a sunny day, so the machshava rishayne, even though there was a shikha now, it doesn't become bottle. So we say it was put down to accumulate water, even though now there's a svara, there's a hesach hadash already, he thought it won't rain. Loi botlo machshavta rishayne. Avol b'munach b'chotza, I think it would be better avol b'miniach b'chotza, but if he put them in a chotza, even though he put them in the chotza when the clouds were together and it seemed it was going to rain any minute, the first machshove is not so clear. That means if he's putting it right underneath the tzina, you see mitoch maisov that he wants the water to fall in. Here he's putting kelim in the chotzer. God, it's a cloudy day, but you don't see so much the, it's not boilet that he wants that it should accumulate water. So therefore, if it was nispazra, what's the level? We'll see the svar of nispazra. B'mkoymoy medes, b'miniach tachas atzina b'kisher ovim, v'inim, so this is, Rabbi Yossi, Adayim Achloikis B'mkoymoy medes. They never were chayze beisilo. Nichon tachas atzino b'shas kisherovin. Ve'icharut shomim lo voy. And it didn't rain yet. V'yotzol amalachte v'shokchon. But the ovim, the clouds, never separated. Divrei hakel hoyel umitchilo lekach niskaven. Since the kavone in the beginning was to accumulate the water, and even though he forgot about them, lay botla machshavtoi b'shikrosai, so it doesn't become bottle. The matzev never changed. No, it rained. It rained 10 minutes later. Then he forgot about it. Divrei hakel toirim veleko gilui dat. It's bchalal no gilui dat. If he put it peshas nispazov. But lo marshavto, here, what happens in nispazro? The nispazro aser baites is already a hesach hadas of ever getting water in this kalim. The sava lo yerduk shomimoy. So now you need a new pu'ule to show that he's mechavin, that he wants to accumulate water. That is the svara of Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai holds lo botlo marshavto. That even though when Bishasun he put it down near the tzinah, he wanted to accumulate the water. So even though nispazro of him is loy botla machshavta, so loy botla machshavta, it becomes mayim shuvim. The Sfas Emes asks Akasha if the svara of Beis Shammai is loy botla machshavta. It's a psalomdish svara. There was a machshava to accumulate water. Now the matzav changed, and there was a shikra. Does it become botla? Doesn't become botla? Fine. So Beis Shammai holds loy botlo marshavt. It doesn't become bottle. So it's mayim shuvim. So what does he have to? This is not a gzeira of Yutches Dov. This is not a gzeira. This is a machloikis na aloch of mayim shuvim. So Beis Shammai holds loy botlo marshavtoi. So it's not. It's no. There's no gzeiras over here. It's a lomdusha machloikis. So the Svasemis says. So we have to say. That be'emesin, the svara be'silu is a svara muskemes, a zicha botla machshavtoi. And that what they say, loy botla machshavtoi, that goof is also gzeire take. That is not me iker adin. That is me koyach gzeire. Al koponim, so we had another case, to add on to the yutches dovo, but this is only according to Rab Meir. Before we say the Gemara further, let us see Taisus. Echot kelim gedolim. We're speaking about that all these kelim make it for mayim shuvim. So it seems that there's a chiddush. So what's the chiddush kelim gedolim? It becomes mayim shuvim. So Taisus says shemeiroiv gedolim eino mekablin tumet. It's such a large keli that it's not mekabel tumet. Where do we see such a thing going? Kli eitz shehem yaseirim al aboim so. Others say you don't need yaseirim, aboim so is also not mekabel tuma. She'eino metaltalim molei vereikom. You can't be metaltal them when they're full, because if it's aboim so, it's a very heavy keli. So you can't be metaltal it. So mamele it's not mekabel tuma. After lahochi mikri sheibe. Ve'echot kelim ktane, that's the revus of kelim gdolim, even though they're not mekabel tume, the sheibe does not have a sheiches to gabolas tume. Ve'echot kelim ktane, kedisnam b'meseches kelim, ma'isle b'pek elu treifes, hadakin shebe kli cheres, a small kli cheres, what is the smallest shear of a kli cheres that's mekabel tume? Now the mission, no, this is the case. This gzeire that abas kusis, from the day they're born, we consider them that they are nidois. It's by bayayim gozru, they were geyser, this day in the zrabu by shamei or by silo. Now what is this gzeire? Zot Rashi, Botrilu Yutres Dovo, they were missing Yutres Dovo. She'ein zu min aminyin. The whole man shalai nimnu v'rovu have a loche ke beisilu v'toy. We have Yutres Dovo that loches like beishamai. So the Gemara says, this is the case. Nidais meri soson. Miyoyim shenoildo. That a bas kusis from the day she's born, Midarabonon, she's considered a nida. Why? The gazrinon, we're geyser, dilma chazoi nidais, maybe she saw dam nida the day she was born. And if she saw what is, the ktana bas yoima metama benide. If she, there was a rias dam, so she stuck it to me. The sanya we learned in the baraisa, ein li elo isha. I only know that an isha that's roye dam, she's tome. Tinoikis bas yoimechod linida minayin tamad loima ve isha. So we learn from the extra vav that a tinoikis is also metame beri is that fact. The kusim ain't dershe medreze, but the kusim don't darshen this vav. Vechichazion, so if this tinoikis will be roye dam, why mafreshilo? They won't be mafresha, they won't be mitayah, is memele, so from the kusim we can never know if she's toyer or tomei. Ilkach gozer bu rabbonon, so therefore the rabbonon were gozer, that all nice kusim, nidais mari, saw some from the first day that they're lying in the crib, in their bed, that they're tomei tumas nidah. Let us see Taisa. Af b'nois kusim, teimulari, the bereish b'nois kusim, muki loker ameya. The Gemara says, this Mishnah, that b'nois kusim, nidois mere sosom, so the Gemara says, this Mishnah is going according to Rameya, the chayish lemiyuta. Rameya is a yid that's chayish lemiyuta. That means, even though roiv ktanois are not roiestam, but there are a miyut that are roizdam. Is Rab Meir is chayish lemiyuta. So therefore, I don't know if she was yoroy or nishkei roy. So if you don't know like Rab Meir, so we go basa roy. Rab Meir is chayish lemiyuta. Poshli is chayish lemiyuta min atayrem. So memele. So therefore, you have to be chayish. Maybe she was a roizdam. So therefore, she's tummy. So Taisva says, the high time eloi shayich. Now, if you say the reason of the Mishnah is because you're chayish, she's from the miyut haroi is dam bekat nusam. So this only applies, elo lamandi omar kusim geri emese. That's only if we hold kusim geri emes. Now, there was a there was a nation of kusim. And this nation, zahom maisen nach, that they were goyim, and they came to Eretz Yisrael, and they had a lot of problems there with lions, and they were Megaya themselves. So now there's a Machloikis Tanoim, So was this Geiris a true Geiris? Are they really Yidden? Or maybe the Geiris is not a true Geiris. It wasn't really, the whole Geiris was only because of the fear of the lion. So they're not Emes a Geiris. So now, if they're Geire Aroyis, so they're Goyim. If they're Geire Emes, they're Yidden. So Tosfos says, V'haytayim eloi shayich, elu l'man diyom ha-kusim Geire Emesay. Only if you hold that kusim are Geire Emes. The imroa, so she's a yid. The imroa, so if she takes so dam, to meya midaraisa. Ah, well, the man, the yom, a kusim geiri aroi, you say, but what if you hold that not emes a geirim? Is lo shayach hai time. So a filu da filu imroa, so a filu she saw dam is also tohira midaraisa. The akum loy metamu bezive. By a goy, there's no din of tumas, neither of tumas, neither. So if looking at the Gemara in Nida, that the Gemara says that the reason of the Mishnah is because Chashina Lemiyuta, so it comes out that this Mishnah, I can only understand the Mishnah if number one, I hold like a Meir Chashina Lemiyuta, and number two, I hold that Geiri Yemesein. Ubishmaiten Muche, Chomasu Givaistois, the Lekula Alme, Benois Kusim, Ave Miyut Chesdovo. It's from the Yud Ches Dovo. It's a Gzeira de Rabona. Uleman v'loi chayish l'miyuta. So Taisa says, if you're not chayish l'miyuta, uleman v'yom ha-geire ha-royisein, heichi moni lo b'yud Ches Dovo. How does it come into the Yud Ches Dovo? It doesn't make any sense. But oi, the now Taisa pinpoints it. The Rabbi Yoisi is lay the geire ha-royisein, b'menochis v'perik Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yossi God told the Geire Yaroyes. If the Geire Yaroyes, so there's Icha Goyim, so there's no Tumas needed. The Isla, he holds the Menoches Termi Mishalakum Ashal Kusim Mishalkusim Ashalakum. That a Kusim and a Goy of the same Aloches. And the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yossi, he's missing a case for the Yutres Bobo, so he found a case, the Iskusim Nidus Marisoso. According to Rabbi Yossi, this Aloche doesn't make sense, it's not true. So that is Tosfos Kash. The Yesh Loima. So Tosfos answers as follows. The Benois Kusim Osi Lekulei Alma. This halacha, that Benois Kusim Oson Kenidois, this is a universal halacha. It's not Toli if Chashin Lemiyuto, it's not Toli if Geiri Aroyes or Geiri Emes. Naiskusim also lekulal. The gozru aleihem sheyu nidois shelo yitmu ubohem. Yitmu should be spelled with an I. That they were gozer tume on these naiskusim, that we shouldn't mingle with them. Fine. So memele, it's not a real tume, it's not because maybe she saw, it's a gzeire. We shouldn't mingle with the Bnei Skusim, so they made them tummy. If that's pshat in the halacha, so what pshat in the Gemara needed? The Gemara says the Mishnah goes according to Rameyach, Hashin l'miyute. V'ho de muki hosam asnisim ke Rameyach, mishum de seife muchichad lehave mishum timur. From the seife of Aistois, there is a halacha which is not built on timur. On mingling. The safer by states is there's a real tum involved. There's a real shash tum. The ktoni, it says in the safe as follows. Hakusim mitamim mishkav hatachtoin ke'elyon. We will chayish the kusim, these are the schorim, that they were boyale nidais. Now let us explain for 1 minute the halacha what it says about the kusim. These kusim had a mishunadike frumkeit which brought about a gewaldike kilkel. Now we know that there are certain maris dam that are tome, certain maris dam are toy. They weren't geiris that. Any mare, red, yoroik, any mare, that was by them riyas dam. They didn't look at the mare. So leflug, it's gewaldig, machmirin. But it was schrecklich, it was the greatest kilkul that could be. Why? Let us say, a isha saw a mare yoroik, on Sunday. Sunday was the first day of her year. This Mara Yorik is Gornish. Monday she sees a Mara Odoi. So when does she start counting 7 days? So Lalocha, she starts counting from Monday, because the Mara Yorik is Gornish. But these Kusim, they didn't know Cheshbon, they were colorblind, so they started counting from Sunday. So after the seventh day, she was toyer in their eyes. So Lamaise, so they were Boyalei Nidex. Since they were Boyalei Nidex, so they gave them, there was a tremendous mockim to think that they are Boyalei Nidex. The din of a Boyal Nide is that, so the Gemara says, the Tani Hakusim Metamim Mishkat Hatachten Ke'elyen. The Mishkav of Aboyel Nida is like El Yoinoi Shel Zov. That means the Mishkav HaTachtein of Azov, that means not what he's laying on. So that's Metamei Odom. The Mishkav El Yoin of Azov, that's what's lying on the Zov, is only Metamei Oichlon Amashkin. And by a boy you'll need it, the Mishkav HaTachten is Kel Yoinei Shel Zov. In other words, the Mishkav HaTachten is only Metam Oichlon B'mashkin and not Odom B'keil. Okay. So let us get back to the Mishnah. Diktoni, the Mishnah says as follows. Hakusim Metamin Mishkav HaTachten Kel Yoin. The Mishkav HaTachten Kel Yoinei Shel Zov. Mibnei Shehein Boy Alei Nidus. Misofik. Misofik, we have to assume that Boyalei Nidus, so Mamela, it's Mishkav HaTachten, so Hamakel Yoni Shazov. Umesayim. And the Mishnah feels ois, vein surfin aleihem esatume, but nach alamaisa, since this whole thing is a sofik, we will not burn tume, neisha tumas and sofik. Now, this is the end of the Mishnah, and this seems to go on all the halachas of the Mishnah. And it also seems to go on the first halacha of the Mishnah. The first halacha of the Mishnah is, b'nois kusim nidois marisosom, that they are nidois marisosom. In the Mishnah saying, even though they are nidois marisosom, ein sofen aleim esatrum, ibnei shetumosom sofik. So here we are speaking about, it seems there is a sofik tuma over here, but we won't burn Tumah because it's a sofik Tumah. Now, if the whole din Tumah was Shelo Yitmu, so there's no Tumah here, there's no sofik Tumah, this is Gornish mit Gornish. So you don't say you don't burn Tumah, Mineisha Tumasam sofik. So Vaistois, in this halacha of Bunais Kusim Nides Merasasam, there's another halacha involved. That means there's one halacha that Shelo Yitmu, we gave them a din nida. That applies even though you hold kusim geira rois. But it seems that there's another halacha, if you hold kusim geira emes in chashina lemiyuta, there's a mokim to say meiker adin, they are tmeyos. And then there'd be a mokim to think, so b'meile, we should be seiref trume. And that the Mishnah is misayimim, seiref nalemes atrume, they should tumos himself. Mashme dekoi af aktanes da airi bohem. Period. Vaho dekom al hosom, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi, ho dekom al hosom, Rabbi Yosi, maise hoyo be inbo. There was a maise in Inbo, that was the name of a city, in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is clearing a shaila, is this a davar shchiyach for a ktano to see da? So Rabbi Yosi says, Maisa hoye beinbo vitvilua koidem le'imo. The Gemara says, yeah, there was a bais in Inbo that they toivled the daughter before the mother. The mother became toir after 14 days after the leider. And the daughter, they toivled her right away. Is the Gemara wants to prove that it's shchiyach. Now, if it's a din of chayshina limiyut, so it's good, so you have to know, are you chayish by a miyut aloy shchiche? So then it makes sense. But if Rabbi Yosi, we're going to Rabbi Yosi now, Rabbi Yosi is speaking about a different din in Gansen. Tosfos just said Rabbi Yosi is speaking about that they were goyzer tumah shelo yitmu, So the whole thing is a fake. Not that you're chayish that it was a real. The whole thing is a fake. So what did Rabbi Yossi have to bring a raya maisa hoye beinbo vitfilu a koidem lima? So Taisus says, la mishim da chayish le miyut maisi raya de miyut ishriyachu. The time of the Rabbi Yossi mishim timur. The reason of Rabbi Yossi is because adults are under a tap. El kach maisi raya. Die lav de schriechu lei haven al a mixer she ein nidus mer is se mishum te mudet le have ke khuch in et lule. Tais we says if le meise gasal put on them a tumas nide. So if there's no such thing that a ktane bas ye mech she bi a roy dam, so the gzeire da vom na zure. It can be a gelechte. So therefore that's Shatan Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi said that no, tot chen passiert, an inbuilder was a meise, that the God brings other mices in other places, Shatavla Kaidam Lima. So Memela, so therefore it's not a chucha tula. Good. According to Rameya, how can this also be in the Yud Ches Dovo? This is not also Al Tzegzera, this is also Al Tzchashin Lemiyuta. Ishloime da hoche utzrchu ligze mishum de domi lechazoke verube. Here already this is similar. There's a chazoke that's saying there was no riyas dam when she was a ktane. There's a roiv that's saying that there was no riyas dam. Shaloi roasa. What's the chazoke? The mistome im yitziyasa la'oilam loi roasa. The second the bas was born, that's mistama she didn't see. I feel like Tana could see Yom Rishon, but not the Rega of Leida. So Memele, so since the Rega of Leida she didn't see, so Memele, so if I'm clearing, did she see the next Rega, the next second? Vuk mia chazoke. Al shtela am chazoke. Mistama she weiter didn't see. Vesmoich ruda le chazoke. So now I have a chazoke that's telling me that she did not see. Roiv Tanis also don't see. The Isra lay miyute. So now the miyut is Isra. They have a chayish Rab Meir. So Rab Meir wouldn't have been chayish. Even though Rab Meir is the yid that's chayish la miyute, he loved the gozer lay miyut chesdovo. Why? They have a lay miyute di miyute. Ke demuchach bereish perik basra di yevomis. The Gemara says in yevomis that even Rab Meir that's chayish la miyute, that's tafke by a miyut. Not a miyute di miyute. In time out, the man, the yom of a perik bas for the mesechta avay the zore. The Gemara says, Gozru al b'noi seyem, mishum dovarachem. Hainu, sheyehei nidois me'ari, this is speaking about goy. Sheyehei nidois me'ari soison, that they should be nidois. Mary says, since they're born, Amai Choshev lo betalt Gzeiris, B'nai Seyem, B'nai Skusim, if both of them are Gzeiris. So why did they make it into two? They were Gzeiris and B'nai Skusim and B'nai Sakum. V'shloimet Ditzrichi, the taket two different inyonim. Di Gozru ba'akum, hava minu mishum daduki ba'avoidis kechovim tvei. They are oduk and avoidis zore, some emeile, so there they were Gzeiris. Avo b'nai skusim loy, v'gozer b'kusim, mishum d'regilim v'shaichro tvei gabi yisrael m'yoyiv dekechovim. They mingle more. Avo lakum loy. So therefore I need these two gzeres, that's why there are two separate gzeres, gozer al b'nai skusim, and gozer al b'nai akum.